David Benson Pope, the Associate Education Minister, is facing serious allegations he bullied boys when he was a teacher in Dunedin. Yesterday in Parliament, he faced some pretty tough questions. He categorically said any of the allegations, all of the allegations, were not true. This morning, one of his accusers, ACT's Rodney Hyde, said on Morning Report that he accepted the Minister's assurance. Since then, I have spoken to one of the men who claims he was a boy beaten by Mr. Benson Pope. We have agreed not to identify this former pupil who left Bayfield College in the mid-1980s.
I wasn't taught by him, but he was the dean of my year at school.
So how much did you have to do with him?
More than I wanted to.
Can you explain that?
I found him to be a very nasty and bullying personality, and he knew which people he could pick on, and he made a damn good job of it.
What do you mean he knew which people he could pick on?
I think he chose the people that wouldn't fight back.
And were you one of those people?
Yes.
So what was your, what happened to you?
He caned me, which he enjoyed doing, and laughed while he did it.
You were caned by other teachers as well?
Yes.
But was the way that David Benson Pope caned you different in any way to the canings from other teachers?
He was the only one who enjoyed it.
How do you know he enjoyed it?
He wasn't laughing because he didn't enjoy it.
So he laughed while he caned you?
Yes.
And how hard did he cane you?
Enough to draw blood.
On your hand, are we talking about?
No, my backside.
That sounds extreme.
It was legal.
Yeah, well, you've heard Benson Pope, you've heard Mr. Benson Pope be challenged about his attitudes to teaching and to discipline in Parliament yesterday. He has denied any allegation that he mistreated or bullied pupils. What do you say to that?
There's only one word for it, and that's liar.
You don't believe him?
He's a liar. It's as simple as that. I'm sorry.
So he did mistreat pupils?
Absolutely.
Apart from the time, are we talking about one time where he caned you so hard he drew blood?
Yes.
Apart from that, tell me about what dealing with David Benson Pope was like as a young boy.
He made you scared, which is, you don't learn when you're scared, so I didn't learn at school.
How did he make you scared?
Well, if he's caned you once to that degree, you know that when you go to see him next time you're in trouble. How would you feel?
But so did he threaten you?
Oh, his whole behaviour was threatening, you know. I was a boy, I wasn't a man, you know.
When you said earlier that he knew which boys to pick on, what do you mean by pick on? I mean, okay, he caned you once, but what about the rest?
I think it was, I think how to put this, he used to know how to make you feel small in front of other people.
So he belittled you, did he?
Oh, yeah.
So are we talking verbal, he put you down, verbally?
Oh, yeah, amongst other things, yeah.
What sort of other things?
Oh, look. You got to realise this is 20 years ago, you know, like I can't remember, I just know he was a nasty bastard to me, and, you know, he was particularly good at what he did, you know.
But he was obviously, I mean, this has stayed with you, hasn't it?
Yeah, I wish it hadn't, but it has, yeah.
Why do you think it has?
Certain things have certain effects on you, I guess, you know.
And the effect of all of this?
Very, very little respect for anyone in authority. Because he was a good example of authority, so it couldn't be a good thing, could it?
The problem is, I guess, is that the principal of the school currently
goes
on the radio this morning and says this was a terrific fellow and he made a great contribution to the school.
Well, the principal of the school at the moment did not teach with Mr. Benson Pope, so how the hell would he know?
Because four of the
teachers that are there now, and who were there, where Mr. Benson Pope were there, are spineless. Because they know what happened. When a teacher makes a comment like, I'm not prepared to comment on that incident or any of the other incidents involving Mr. Benson Pope, it doesn't mean he was a bloody good fellow. It means something completely different.
The supporters of Mr. Benson Pope this morning are attacking Rodney Hyde and the National Party and saying, look, this is election year stuff. This is just dirty politics.
What else can they say? You know... He's not, you know, someone like him's not going to, you know, like, if old Tamahiri's had a hiding on the from the journalists, at least he stood up and said, yeah, I said it. I shouldn't have said it. Benson Pope hasn't even got the spine to stand up and say he did something wrong.
Would that be enough for you? Is that what you want now?
Well, it'd be, yeah, it would be, actually, to admit that he did those things, all of them, because he did all of them. He would have to admit he did them all, and then see how his career goes.
You have watched his career with interest, haven't you? I mean, this isn't a new thing for you.
Oh, cynical interest, you know, I just, yeah. You know, it's, I just wonder how the world works, put it that way.
Should he be the Minister of Education?
He shouldn't be a minister, full stop.
Why didn't anyone go to the police, actually, at the time? Do you know?
When you're a 14-year-old kid, things look different. You're supposed to respect adults.
That was, well, he's a grown man now, claims he was a boy at the school. Benson Pope, David Benson Pope, the Associate Education Minister, was his dean right through college. And we agreed with that man that we would not reveal his identity. Now, of course, we went to David Benson Pope and asked him to come on the program to give his response to all of that. He refused to be interviewed.